Sober living homes are meant to help people who are recovering from addiction. One such business in Bloomington opened its first house less than a year ago and has already started four more. A former resident reached out to our news team about the negative experience he had while living at Malibu House, its for-profit status, the business owner going by two names, and his long record of arrests suggested there was more to learn. WFIU's Benta Boutier reports.
Last spring, Max Mekis opened his first sober living house in Bloomington, less than 3 years after his last drug-related arrest. You won't find the name Max Mekis on many of his arrests or court records, though. His legal name is Kyle Shepard. Mekis says Max is a longtime nickname. He goes by a different last name now because of a falling out with his dad's family.
I do have a past. I've been in active addiction for a long time. My past is what uniquely qualifies me to be so relevant in this field. I will tell you that since we started Malibu House, you won't find anything new.
Mekis's past still follows him. He's on probation until 2029 because of separate felony convictions. He has a pending case in Warwick County where police say he stole 51 bottles of alcohol and a tote from Walmart worth almost $1,700 in 2023. Offenses further back include an arrest for child neglect in 2015. Police records say he left 9 and 11-year-olds in a car alone at a Luke Bryan concert. And he was arrested in Alabama and Pennsylvania for selling stolen wristbands outside a concert.
I'm an easy target. You know, my past is horrendous, right? I've been arrested all these times. I've done all kinds of stupid things. You know, I'm easy to come at. But I'm doing what I can right now to try to help other people and take myself out of the equation.
But Mekis and his co-founder, Amanda Cecil Campbell, are in the equation. Malibu House calls itself a charity organization on Facebook. On several occasions, it has solicited donations of cash and merchandise on social media. Taxpayer money and financial support from Salvation Army have gone to supporting rent and bed fees for Malibu residents. But unlike addiction service providers in Bloomington, such as Amethyst House and Courage to Change, Malibu House is a business, not a nonprofit. It's registered with the state as a domestic limited liability partnership. Its recently redesigned website does not disclose its business status.
If anybody's ever comes up and asks us about that, I'm very clear about that we are a for-profit company.
But Kristen Castro, Executive Ministries Director at Healing Hands, says she only learned last month that Malibu House was for profit. Vinyl Lee, the head of Bloomington Salvation Army, also says he first learned of Malibu's for-profit status last month. Anthony Grimes, vice president of the National Alliance for Recovery Residences, says groups such as Healing Hands and the Salvation Army should have understood much sooner about Malibu House's for-profit status.
I think it's something that should have been caught on the front end, so to speak, because we had talked a little earlier about truth in advertising and marketing materials and these different things in the standards that become expectations that these organizations are measured by.
Malibu House opened four more houses over the last year. It rents them from Pendragon Properties. Based on property listings, it costs Malibu about $1,500 to $2,500 each for monthly rent. From that and a one-time bed fee, it can turn a profit. Mekis says his company's rapid growth is because he's addressing a community need. Eric Wolf used to live in the Malibu House homes.
So I went to Malibu, and they had one house at that time.
You moved in there a second time to a different house in December.
Yeah. It was house, I think they call it house 3 on Chris Lane. That's the one that had 12 or 15 or 16 people in it different times.
He says overcrowding was a problem, with as many as 6 people in one bedroom and a bathroom that didn't work.
Just too many people in one place. And you're dealing with people who have mental problems and addiction problems, and you just shove them in a house with as many as it'll take.
The National Alliance for Recovery Residences says there should be at least 50 square feet per person in a bedroom. Mekis didn't respond to follow-up questions on overcrowding. He points to numerous successes involving recovering people with substance use issues. Grimes says certification and accountability are key to a successful sober living environment. Mekis does not have any formal training in addiction recovery, and Malibu House is not state certified. In Indiana, a facility doesn't need state certification unless it wants to be eligible for state support.
One of the things that we're able to do through professionalizing our space, you know, is to really hold operators accountable to meeting the standards.
Wolf says Malibu House residents did uncompensated manual labor for the company, such as moving items into houses. Although Malibu House is for profit, Mekis says donations from nonprofits and manual labor from his residents are just part of the community.
This is how society should be, right? If we all help each other, if we're out there for the right reasons, this world could be such a better place.
Mekis says Malibu plans to expand again with another house this year. For WFIU News, I'm Benta Boutier.
Malibu House has also received thousands of dollars from local township trustees. You can read more about that and find the full investigation at WFIUnews.org.